Turn now to our friend from the world of business, Joan O'Sara, who's editorial director of Fortune Magazine, joins us this morning from the studios of WFCR in Amherst, Massachusetts. Joe, thanks for being with us.
Nice to be here, Scott.
OmniMedia stock price shot up in the time between the announcement there was going to be a verdict and the verdict itself. I guess the market was betting that she would be exonerated. Were you surprised?
Well, I was a little surprised because, as we've mentioned on this show a number of times, she was never charged for the underlying crime of insider trading that she is accused of covering up. But, you know, it's against the law to lie to federal agents, and she appears to have done that, at least in the eyes of the jury. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the case that they made in court, the government's case was fairly strong, and the prosecution took a gamble that she didn't have to testify on her own behalf, and they lost that gamble.
Mm-hmm. Defense takes a gamble, I think you might have meant to say.
Yes, I'm sorry about that, Scott.
What happens to the company now?
Well, it's a little hard to say. I mean, they're definitely in big trouble. Mm-hmm. What they've got going for them is no debt and about $175 million in cash. So they've got a little money and they've got a little time. The advertising-based businesses are in deep, deep trouble. The television, the magazines, because advertisers get very skittish when somebody becomes controversial or get in trouble. Mm-hmm. The line of linens and so on they sell, Kmart is their main partner. Kmart has its own set of difficulties, and Kmart needs them right now as much as Martha Stewart needs Kmart. The big question is, when you have a company that's so closely identified to a person, can that company survive when that person is in deep trouble, as is the case here? You know, she probably, if this conviction is upheld, she will probably be forced off the company entirely, off the board, and she's now the creative director. She'll be gone. And so then, you know, the question becomes, how can you have Martha Stewart OmniMedia without Martha Stewart?
Quick question, though, because I've heard this analysis. She was not convicted of not knowing her linens. The American public demonstrably cleaves to a lot of people who've been in legal trouble. And there's a part of me that can see her personal brand even coming back. A lot of people have sympathy for her.
Well, that is the big question, is how many people, you know, she has lots of fans, she has lots of hardcore fans that are going to buy her stuff no matter what. And it really does remain to be seen whether her sales will stay steady or even increase in the wake of this. There may be a quick bump up. But, you know, Scott, there are lots of companies that go on even after the founder and CEO goes to jail, but very, very few of them have the name of the founder on the door. And that is one difference here, and that's what makes the struggle for this company to survive a little bit harder.
Let me ask you about the news about Disney, where Chief Michael Eisner was forced to give up the chairmanship of the Disney board. 43% of the company's shareholders withheld a vote of confidence for him. He stays as CEO. Why does he stay as CEO after coming so close to losing a vote of confidence?
Well, he could have gotten 80% of the shareholders could have voted against him, and he still would have gotten a CEO. It was a competitive race, and he had an opponent there.
It's not unheard of for someone to say, "I have lost my mandate. Take their bailout," which I assume is more than $5, and go on.
And many CEOs would have done just that. But Michael Eisner is a man who wants to keep this job and who has had it for 20 years and who has decided that he's not going to give it up unless he really, really, really has to. And, the separation of the CEO job from the chairmanship job, which is the one thing that happened in the aftermath of this, he stepped down as chairman, his friend George Mitchell becomes chairman, is pretty cosmetic, and it certainly will not satisfy his critics. And to my mind, you know, the reason Eisner is trouble is not just because he's imperious and not just because he's, you know, locked horns with the talent, but because the company has performed poorly over the last 5 or 6 years, really poorly. Now, Eisner claims that they're right at the cusp of a turnaround and that the signs are good, that the stock will go up and the earnings will go up and so on and so forth. And to me, it's very simple. If he's right, if Disney turns around in the next year, he gets to keep his job. If he doesn't, if he's wrong, he won't. He'll be out.
So Senator Mitchell is not a real corporate figure so much as he's a diplomatic holding action for the next few months?
I would say so. I mean, I think Mitchell has been on this board for a long time. He's a close friend of Eisner, which is another reason that Eisner has felt not so much pressure to leave. And I think what he's going to do now is try and repair relations with many of these disgruntled shareholders. But the disgruntled shareholders are basically going to say, show me. And that's what Disney has to do.
Now, Joe, on Friday, Labor Department said that only 21,000 jobs were created in February. It is the shortest month on the calendar, be sure, by a couple of days. But this is still far short of the hundreds of thousands of jobs that the Bush administration had hoped for.
It's stunningly, bad. Mm-hmm. The Bush administration has basically said that they were hoping to create 300,000 plus jobs per month. Even in the good months, it's been about 125 to 150,000 new jobs. This month, 21,000. It's just astonishing. And what's really astonishing is we truly are, by other economic measures, in a recovery. So why aren't jobs recovering? That's the big question.
Joe, I get to ask the questions here. I was hoping you might have an answer for that.
Well, there are two main theories. The first is that there's been a sudden upsurge in productivity. Corporations are really trying to get more work out of the same workers, and they are succeeding. And the second reason most people believe is that a lot of corporate executives don't really trust this recovery, and they don't want to hire people until they absolutely have to. And at this point, even this far into the recovery, they don't feel like they absolutely have to.
Joe, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Scott.
Joe Nocera, our friend from the business world, who is editorial director of Fortune magazine, speaking with us this morning from the studios of WFCR in Amherst, Massachusetts.